Dandavat Pranams, if you refresh your web page, we have live video feed from Vrindavan now.
And Dada Vinodhari, today our seventh day of our parikram also. Without any obstacles, we could complete. Today our yatra, it went to lower one, and then to Rahul, Brahmangat, Gokul Mahavan, and then Rahulji. In Lohavan, he killed Loh Jangasur. There, and he also used to raise the cows there. There is also, Mother Maharaj is mentioning, there is also both cars and also a place there. And in Rahul, he went. This is Dadaji's birthplace. Thereafter, we went to Brahmandagar.
What is the story of Brahmandagar? Brahmakant Prabhu will say something. Day, He was eating dirt. At this tower appointment, complained about the Shoda. The monthly Shoda came in and grabbed him. Said, "Hey, I've heard that you're eating dirt. This is his whole life. I'm not eating dirt. Then when he said, open your mouth." And Krishna lay in Bhakti Shoda's lap, opened his mouth. That time, Bhakti Shoda could see all the various universes. In this universe, that is covered by different colors. And this is only one universe in hundreds and thousands and millions of universes in the material world. So Bhakti Shoda could see all the different Brahmandas, all the different universes. As well as she could see herself with Krishna performing different leelas in different universes. She was totally astonished. But we know that Krishna is performing not only leela, human pastimes. So even though there is an appearance of opulence, Aishwarya, in this case, it's not ordinary to express something so fantastic. Like he did also on the battlefield of Kurukshetra. So Arjuna, he explained his universal form. At that time, Arjuna was trembling in fear. And he started offering prayers to the Supreme Lord, which was his dear friend. But because of seeing such great opulence, he immediately remembered that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And he thanked him with gratitude, calling him friend, sleeping with him, joking with him, sharing food. So he immediately, love became shrunken, and he offered prayer. But in the case of Bhakti Shoda and all great bhakti, their love, because it's madhurya mighty prema, is completely covered with the sweetness of intense red drop. Thinking that Krishna is just a small boy, he's dependent on me. So even though Bhakti Shoda saw all the different Brahmandas, he saw such opulence. Still, she thought, oh, what is this? I must be having a dream. It's not that my son has some great opulence, but I must be either he's possessed by a ghost or I'm having some dream. Her love, because it's pure great God, but telling you prema, even though the appearance of opulence may be there, she never sees Krishna as anything other than her godly son. So, after this incident, Bhakti Shoda felt that some demon may have come, or maybe she may be in some illusion that she falls for the cow and different ingredients in the cow that perform some ritualistic ceremony to protect her from Mala, her dear son, from disturbances. There's been so many disturbances from Putana, from Trinavarta, Sakatashura, etc. So she wanted to protect her dear son. But this life in Brahmandaga, this pastime happened just on the other side of the Yamuna River across from the Surat, and also where Vasudeva, the husband of Devaki, brought Krishna across the river on that dark, foreboding night and took the expansion of Svayam Bhagavan to Krishna, Vasudeva Krishna, and exchanged or merged Devaki Krishna into Krishna on his birth night. So, when it is still with Krishna's childhood pastime and helps us to remember the sweetness of those wonderful pastimes and how great God and the love of the great body, Bhakti Shoda, Nanda Maharaj, especially the Lord, even though there's an appearance of Aishwarya. Vrindavan is never covered by this Aishwarya, and Mathurya is always predominating in Vrindavan. Krishna's exhibition of his childhood pastime, his human life pastime, is predominant. Why? Because if Krishna shows too much opulence, then love would become shrunken. Prema Sangeeta, like in Vaikuntha, there's so much opulence that it creates some sense of fear and separation from the servants of Lord Narayana in Vaikuntha. So in Vrindavan, especially, Krishna's yoga maya potency in Vrindavan very expertly arranging all these pastimes. So that even even though they're making some arguments, Krishna is always seen as a very cheap, very, very sweet, innocent, defensive young boy who's very charming, very beautiful, and very lovable. Kavi, Krishna,
now Krishna, along with Balaram and other clever boys, he's saying, all these boys are clapping. Aubaya also begin to clap. Krishna saw everybody is clapping and they're looking towards me and laughing. He asked, why do you clap and see towards me? And the mama is white complexion. So is the color mother. And you black. Where have you come? You are not their son. Somebody's son was born somewhere. And they kept you there under some tree. And they brought you here. You are not their son. They are maintaining you. Dauvaya also began to clap in amusement. And Krishna began to wonder, I am not Yashoda mother's son. Crying, he went to Mother Yashoda. In front of her, he began to roll on the ground, crying loudly. Maya asked, what happened? Why are you crying? Somehow, she pacified him a bit, and she wants to take him in her lap, but he doesn't. But he doesn't come in her lap. So, I'm not your son. Where Nanda Baba brought to you, gave me in your lap, and you are just maintaining me. Who told you this? Everybody. Even Dau Bhai. He's also clapping. I take a vow on Narayan. I tell you. And she pacified him in her lap and pacified him. And then he, and there are in Brahmanga so many other pastimes also there. That's it.
Okay.
temperature because. Bukhan. Bukhan means temperature. Temperature, he said temperature did not go to Rahul today. He's not childish. That's not his childish. He's not childish, small. He cried. He was maybe lost. But at the time of his birth, he was his own form. He kept it with us. He decorated with all these things. That is why. That is why there is speciality of Gokul other than other places. The birth there, Nanda Baba is his own son. The true Atman means he is not thinking from the son and made a festival. Vasudev, some people say that he got a child from Vasudev and he made the festival of his son. No, his own child, my second birth there, that's why he celebrated this festival. That's why this place is more special than other places. He performed his childhood, but he's Auburn and Keshaw part time. Also, he has performed there by the influence of the fire. Krishna sleeping in the cradle, and somebody, when the Satis are coming for darshan, he manifested. That's why it is known as the Antaran Sakoshi. It's not saying that in Gokul only childhood pastimes are performed, only Satya Leela is performed. There is also pastimes of Mother Leela performed. Otherwise, Gokul, Brahmins, etc. would not have glorified so much. He has performed so many pastimes, but here he has performed all those pastimes and Madhura pastimes of the content of the Gokul is performed here. That's right, this is a very special place. Yes, Krishna, you are hearing, you are hearing about your childhood pastimes, we are discussing, hearing. Krishna, you manifested for the Vajrasis. Very beautiful childhood pastimes, like killing of Krishna, Vindavachan. Very beautiful young department of his childhood. Although Krishna was killing of Krishna, but still he showing so much of his mercy. Just a little I will speak about Krishna's killing. Krishna, he is not pure. Something that is not pure. Who is killing children? Rajya Yadu is being performed. I'm sorry. The Parishad Maharaj, when he is hearing about it, he is telling that what you are describing about the childhood pastime, you are describing about that Krishna is coming to kill Krishna. Don't be careful. Because Krishna feels impure. Where Govind is not there, where his names are not chanted, only he can have influence only in those places. But here, Yashoda mother, all the time she is absorbed in Krishna and Govind's bhakti, she only chanting his name. Here, there is nothing inauspicious can enter here. With high voice, Govind's Leela pastimes are being sung. All the childhood pastimes are being sung. Sahadevi says, Parishad, be peaceful. Just hear this katha. All the Bhakta Vatsalya, you will see his mercy. That such a Ganesh as Putana also, you will see what kind of high position he will give her. In this pastime, you will see that how merciful he is in the world, that such Prabhu, how you can leave such a Prabhu, and whom you can worship more than him, who is so merciful, who can be more merciful than him. You know that he is very Mayavi, a witch, knows a lot of mystical tricks. She decorated herself as a very beautiful, it is looking like as if Lakshmi herself has come in bridge. Yashoda mother talk with you, no? Maybe she couldn't understand. Yoga Maya, she was a little bewildered. She said, "Oh, Sati, where have you come from?" "So Bhagya, I'm so fortunate that you come here. Can I even see some of my household work and maybe just take care of my child?" And she just left the child in the cradle and left inside the home, maybe to rest or to do something. And here, Putana got a chance. She picked them up. Krishna saw Putana. First time when he saw her, he became a little disturbed. "Whenever I come as Ram, and now in this form, Putana came. What can I do?" She has come now. She has come as mother. I cannot leave her now. But where should I send her? Thinking about this, she closed his eyes. But where should I send her? Putana couldn't understand. She thought Krishna as just like a fire hidden in the ashes. And when you put your hand inside, anyway, your fingers will get burnt. And now she began to feed him her breastplate. And there is cargo poison in her breast, near on her breast. Slowly he began to touch her breast. But then he became angry. So he became more and more angry. "When I'm drinking my mother's breast, so much milk is coming, like she's sagar, and here nothing. Now when he's touching her breast even strongly, then he took out even her life here." Krishna began to cry. Leave me. Please leave me. Shamun Sundar is smiling.
Maya,
this will become against the Veda. Because first of all, I don't accept anybody. I don't hold anybody. But when I catch, I don't leave. So finally, and whatever I words in the Veda, whatever I promise in the Gita, in the Veda, Salaman Parishwaja, everything become contrary. You come to me, leaving everything. I don't see why you have come, how you have come. I'm only spirit. Yet, Chitta, that is all. Come, you have come out of anger, you come out of fear, whatever. However you have come. Because you have come, I can't leave you now. Crying. Leave me. But she sucked out her life there. And when he's sucking out her life there, who can save her now? But she's crying. She began to run towards Mathura. "If I will go towards the family of sons, then Mr. Shamun and other big asuras who are there, they will protect me. They will save me." As soon as Krishna began to run towards Mathura, Krishna in the middle, just on the way, he sucked out her right there. Krishna is telling as if, "I don't go in this form to Mathura. Mathura, Nandan is not going. Bal Krishna does not go to Mathura. He only Vrindavan Parisaja. He cannot leave Vrindavan. And you want to take me to Mathura in this form? This is also against the Veda." So she fell down, losing her. There was a garden of sons, and she entered her demoniac form. And all the garden of the sons was broken to pieces, all the trees, all the beauty of her. It is described that from Aligarh to Hathras, it is her body was spread from her ear to her body, looking like as if the peak of Himalayan mountain, her body looks like. And still he is resting on her chest, on her breast, and he is laughing loudly. Yashoda mother, when she saw the demons are running, somebody has taken some demons as she can't utter a single word, she lost consciousness and fell down. All the Brajavasis somehow catch, kill, maybe 50 times on dead body of the Putana, where she has come from, who is it? Somehow they climbed her body, high body, Krishna, they climbed, made him climb down. They cut her into pieces, that is something else, that was later on. And now they took Kanaiya to mother's lap. She came in her lap, like a calf is crying for her mother. Similarly, she was crying out loudly. And Damodar be saying to Narayan that please protect my child. Oh Vishnu, please protect his feet. Like this, through his own name, she is chanting and protecting him, chanting all the various mantras. And he's smiling and he's thinking in mind, I am not able to protect myself. What I can do, my name shall protect doing that work which I cannot do myself. And my mother has manifested the power of my potency of my name. Like the Indian rains, now she is Shakti Vachan, she is performing for Krishna. Krishna, very big body, they cut her into pieces and they burnt all those pieces. And Baba is coming towards her, she has gone to Mathura. Somehow, Shubhadevi also begins to understand something is not proper in bread. Maybe my Lala is also living there in your home. Shubhadevi did not say that my son Krishna. He said, oh my brother. He's saying, my son Dawji Balaram, with his mother Rohini, he is living here. I am afraid, my brother, I am just father in name. Just by giving birth, the father is not complete. Who is maintaining the child, who is protecting him, he is father. Actual real father, you are. That he doesn't consider you to be his son. He doesn't even know that I am his father. He considers you to be his father. You please go immediately. I am thinking some calamity has fallen on Gokul. Because he knew at this meeting whatever had been decided in Kansas assembly. And now her Vajrasi, they have burnt her. And there, all smoke is coming from the burning of her body. Maybe everything is, all this smell is spreading very far and wide. That smell maybe. No. Shukadeva Goswami is saying, that body which has been touched by Krishna's lips, that flesh which has been struck by Krishna, how can his name are so loud, that his name are so sweet, his name are so beautiful. Then that very person who has touched that body, who has touched the breath of that body, how can that body emanate foul smell when it is burnt? Not possible. They don't understand. It is like, as if Guru or Chandan is spread around. Parikshit Maharaj became very happy. Shukadeva says, Rajan, okay. See, look at the mercy of Krishna. If you think about Putana, what she was. Putana means, it is not a good name. It means something, you know, a killer of children. This is Putana, inauspicious. She is not served one in any way. She has no staff. She is just killing children. She is not even from a good family, not from a good caste. What she is eating? She is demon. She is drinking not prasad. She is drinking the blood of children. She has not, what service she has performed for Bhagavan. Rather, she has gone to kill Krishna and smeared poison on her breast. And what kind of position she had, but what she got, what thing did she get? She got mother-like position. With such Bhagavan. With faith and bhajan, and bhakti, suppose somebody performs for her, then he accepts him definitely. So there is such Putana, when he can give such high position, mother-like, to a person who has come with such pain, then what to speak about those people who come to worship him with good aim and worship him with out of love? Then why we should not worship such a Bhagavan? These powers and these gopis, and what will you give to those gopis who are in dread? There, Shamsundara, he becomes filled. He has answered it. She has. What are you doing this position? I will stop my words. But one thing more I want to say, that there is nobody equal to him. Shastra is described. But Mother Yashoda considers him to be son and treats him her blessing and wishes him all auspiciousness. Prakasha is shown here that Rath is dominating the Tattva. Tattva is like an horse. The horse is never The horse is never praised, only the rider is praised. So Rush is riding the sattva, horse of the sattva. So whatever moves, emotions, you worship him, maybe he may be Mahesh, Ganesh, Surya, or whatever. He must take shelter of his lotus feet. He gives all of the shelter he can give to those who come with him. Faith, we are hearing from Maharaj. We are really different. Maharaj is ordering there are so many at no end. But when the engine becomes warm, then it starts to work. Within one part time, he took so much time and all the part time. They are not even pressed. What did
you say? When the car was hot, the car was cold.
He's saying his engine was quite warmed up now. Would have gone further.
So that she will not come back to life again. So, doubt may come that her body